This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
In a quiet part of the magical forest where pink peaches fell like soft raindrops, three very different magical creatures met for the very first time. There was baby Dee Dee, a curious young deer. She still didn't know how to use her magic, but her heart was open and bright. Next came Wolfie, a wise wolf who had roamed every hill, river, and hidden cave of the Enchanted Lands. His paws were strong, and his eyes carried 1,000 stories. He said little, but when he spoke, even the wind listened. And then there was Piglet, tiny, round, and always giggling. Piglet had a gift. No one could not be truthful around her, not even the trees. One sniff and the truth would come tumbling out. At first, they didn't think they'd get along. Baby Dee Dee worried she had no powers. Wolfie thought he was too old for new friendships. And Piglet? Well, Piglet just blurted out, "You're both scared, aren't you?" They all blinked. Then Baby Dee Dee whispered, "I am." Wolfie gave a slow nod. "So am I." "And Piglet?" "I'm scared all the time," she said with a squeaky laugh. And just like that, under the warm shade of the old peach tree, they made a promise to never walk alone again. From that day forward, the baby deer still learning her magic, the old wolf guarding the earth, and the little pig, who always found the truth, became the best of friends. And the magical forest felt just a little more magical because of them.